watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, April 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Patrick McCormick just donated $50 on the Give, Send, Go website. He says, I'm with you, Randy. Thank you, Pat. Anonymous Giver donated $150. Go get them, Randy. Thank you very much. Randy Walker donated $50. Randy, thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Out of the goal so far, $25,000 is what we have to raise. We've raised $650 so far today. Thank you guys so very much. Again, text me legal. I'll send you the link to the Legal Defense Fund. The story is listed there. I'm not going to read it again on the show, but just text me legal. I'll send you the link. You can read it for yourself. Also, I just edited Vicky's campaign, and it says at the very bottom, checks can be made out and mailed to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615, or you can donate online. If you want to give your name, you don't mind me acknowledging it on the radio, I'll mention it. If you don't want you mentioned, obviously, you can donate anonymously. Just don't give your name, and obviously I can't say it. But thank you guys very much. One of the things that we do on this radio station, this Patriot Voice Radio Network, is we have engineers, we have IT webmaster, Jonathan Deek. My nickname for him is the computer geek. Legendary Systems. You've heard the commercials. Well, he is critical to our websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as wchy.us. On the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, he stores our half-hour podcast that our engineer, Devin Lawrence, has set up to record each half hour of this show, 6 half hours every single day, Monday through Friday. They're all on the website. Due to limited storage capacities, Jonathan and Devin have the most recent shows there on the website. Now, one thing that you have to understand, again, I mentioned been doing this show for now 13 years. Obviously, we don't have all the podcasts going all the way back to then. But if you can't listen live, or you have some friends that can't listen live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, they can listen on demand anytime they want. Thanks to Jonathan and Devin. You can just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, and listen on demand anytime. I know Christine Gray uses the podcast, the history lesson with Pastor Chatfield on Fridays with her, I believe, grandson. Shares the information we talk about every Friday. We've been doing that for, I believe, over 9 years now. It's been a long time. But who keeps track, Pastor Chatfield, when you're having fun? So anyway, greatly appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Again, just text me legal and I'll send you the link. Speaking of Jonathan Deek, we're going to have him on the show here in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on this Thursday. So sorry. Miscommunication between me and Jonathan. It is not today. We're going to do it. He thought Tuesday. For some reason, I booked him in the computer for Thursday. not happening today. So I totally apologize. I thought he was going to come on between 10:15, 10:30 today. No, actually, it's going to be next week. So I totally apologize. One of the things that we're doing, and I just switched platforms. How's my voice coming across now compared to right before the break? If you guys notice any difference, do I sound more tinny or more bass or whatever with the other platform? Do I sound more tinny now? Just give me a text, the same, whatever. Is it better? Is it worse? Or is it the same? Better, worse, or the same? Text me that compared to the last segment. Because Jonathan doesn't have the new platform. So greatly, greatly appreciate you guys just texting me that. The same, better, or worse? Russell in Millersburg just texted me legal. My phone will be sending you the link. Greatly appreciate that. It comes, guys, as a text message from my phone. Please share, comma, thank you, Randy and Vicky. And then it's bit.ly/, and then in all caps, Legal Defense Fund dash WCHY. If you click on that, all the information is there. At the very bottom, if you prefer to mail a check, you don't want to make a donation online using a debit or credit card, you can mail us a check. The information is there. Make it out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC and mail it to our P.O. Box 650 Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Because the bottom line, folks, lawfare is a real thing. This is a tactic that the left does to people they disagree with, people that they want to take off the radio. Okay, I get it. He doesn't like what I said, so he sends me a letter to cease and desist and to do a recant. I did. Not good enough. Let's sue him. Let's take him off the air. Let's bankrupt. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is new. Relatively speaking, because if you look at the history of our presidents, Fox News and many others, you look at their precedents that they have shown, and basically you can see for yourself exactly what's going on here. Again, pretty simple way to look at this. Let's get to this. Oh, no, I'm logged in, so why is that not working? Oh, I got to go to home. Let's go to home first. And then I have to go to profile. That's it. Okay. Well, I had a story pulled up on my page, but for some reason, I'm not accessing it. Why not? Let me go to this and see if this works. Huh. That's interesting. I have a story pulled up and it's disappeared. Where did it go? Let's try this. Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when you don't. And this is kind of an interesting thing. And it proves my point that this new tactic called lawfare is something that the left is doing. And it's kind of interesting because going back just to Bill Clinton alone, President 1993 through 2000, then George W. Bush until 2009, Barack Obama takes over, 8 years, Donald Trump takes over, and then he takes over again January 20th of this year. This is how recent lawfare has been perfected by the left. Under Bill Clinton, and you may have seen this video, Bill Clinton speaking at the State of the Union address, talking about the need to protect our southern border, the need to deport illegals out of this country. Bill Clinton deported 12.3 million people the 8 years he was president. Do you know how many injunctions, lawsuits, lawfare was used against Bill Clinton's actions? Zero. President elected in 1992, reelected in 1996, 12.3 million deportations, no lawfare tactics used against him. Next president, 8 years of George W. Bush, a Republican, governor of Texas, elected president twice, 2000 and 2004. He deported 10.3 million people. Do you know how many times lawfare was used against him? How many injunctions? Zero. Next president, Barack Hussein Obama, elected to be president 2008, 2012. Well, he deported about half of what his predecessor, George W. Bush, did. He only deported 5.3 million people. You know how many lawfare injunctions were filed against him? Zero. Fast forward to President Donald J. Trump this year. Not even in office 100 days just yet, has deported 100,000 people and has had 30 injunctions regarding those deportations filed against him, some of them coming from attorney generals like our very own Dana Nessel in Lansing. Folks, this is a relatively new concept. The left has figured out that they have taken over the courts. Folks, this has all been foretold to us. The Communist Manifesto spelled it out years ago. The Communist Party USA doesn't exist anymore as far as running a candidate. You know why? Because they have endorsed every single Democrat candidate nominee going all the way back to Dukakis. Remember Michael Dukakis? The man who put on a tank helmet and got inside a tank, never to be heard from ever again. Communist Party USA endorsed Dukakis in every single Democratic nominee since then. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris, whatever, the laughing hyena. They have endorsed every single Democrat and not even bothered to run a candidate from the Communist Party USA. No longer on the ballot. But they're going to use these liberal judges to basically force Donald Trump and his Justice Department to defend his actions while acting president. When there's basically, according to this information, no precedent of this ever happening to any other president dealing with, I should say, deportations. They've even brought injunctions, lawsuits against them for other executive orders. He's won a few already in court. The United States Supreme Court has already ruled in his favor. This is unprecedented, folks. It's because the left has finally learned. George Soros money, millionaires money. If you don't like what they say, if you don't like what they do, sue them. Silence them. Take them off the radio, take them off of TV, take them off of any platform that they're on. Have very liberal judges find them guilty and force them to pay hugely in legal defense funds, attorney fees, and or fines and court costs. Force them to appeal it to the next judge, which costs even more money. This is just, believe me, Vicky and I are learning firsthand what lawfare is, and we're having to deal with it. And again, text me legal, and I'll send you the link, and you can read the information for yourself. This is unbelievable. Again, I'm so sorry I have to do this. But we will get through it. We will fight the good fight, and I will keep you updated as we go along. I already had somebody text me, says they want to start a boycott against his company. Well, that's your decision. I am not telling you to do that. I want to be clear on that. If there's any boycotting of Moran Iron Works in Onaway, I do not have anything to do with it, and I do not advocate for that. But this is just amazing in how they are doing it to Trump. They did it to Alex Jones. They did it to Tucker Carlson. Basically kicking him off the air. Okay, I got a text right now. I'm sounding okay from Roger City. Thank you very much. If you can afford to donate, I'll send you the link. If you can't, please share it. Thank you very much. No, by the way, I don't have you stored in my phone. The number ending 4445. If you want to just text me your first name, I'll put you in the phone. I appreciate it. Now, one of the things that I want to move to next is what's happening in Lansing over a couple of things that I think are going to cause the governor to deal with Matt Hall and other Republicans. Bipartisanship. This is going to be a very interesting story when we get into it. Republicans and Democrats working together. That's it for this segment. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider. Deliver